Today is Tuesday, February 1st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I've been looking at all this, you know, Wordle news. I don't know if you guys saw. So first of all, I'd like to mention the Pride 48 organization, we'll say, has a Discord server where you can go and chat. And, you know, I just want to mention it because it doesn't get used a whole lot unless we're doing a live show, which is understandable. But we don't get a lot of traffic there unless there's a live show. And so Mix Minus, which is the show that I do with Daniel, we record our shows live on Friday evenings. And Daniel decided to, or someone asked, hey, will you create a Wordle channel in the Pride 48 Discord server? And so he created one, and that has gotten so much traffic in the past week, I would say, since he created that channel. So I'm just going to say, if there are any other channels that you guys would like us to create for just general conversation, or if there are any, you know, let us know, because I would love the Discord to get traffic. I know a lot of people talk on Twitter, and, you know, there are other social media platforms that you guys talk on, but if we can make use of the Discord server, that would be, you know, we could certainly do that. I know Joe sends links to some of us for some special, you know, some special content that we want to see. You know, we could even create a channel for that, for Joe to put his links. I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. But I just find it, you know, I was like, wow, so many people are going and talking there. But what I was going to talk about is Wordle. So Wordle is, as you guys know, is this word game, and it was sold to New York Times for seven figures. It said low seven figures, so let's just say it was $1 million. I think that's seven figures. That would be the lowest seven-figure number, wouldn't it? So I think $1 million is seven figures. Oh my gosh, my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So anyway, I was just thinking, man, if I could come up with that is such a simple game. It is a grid that's 5 by 6 or something. You have to have a dictionary with only 5-letter words. So that could either be an online dictionary, or you could create it could be a Excel file, literally. You have to create this simple logic that picks a word every day and then looks at the entries that the person puts in and colors them gray if they're not in the word, yellow if they're in the word but in the wrong place, and green if they're in the word and in the right place. That is so simple. I could probably write that in a day. Other people could probably do it in an hour. I mean, it's so simple. He made $1 million on that. $1 million or more even. Just thinking, man, I need to think up a simple app. You know, a simple app and make my million and get out. Anyway, I was just thinking about that. But yeah, so it's Tuesday. It is, you know, it's the first day of February. It's a new quarter at the Spit Valve Factory. So I'm always feeling a little bit better when we get to the beginning of a quarter, because the end, we're doing all this planning and wrapping up of the prior quarter. But the first month of a quarter is a lot more relaxed because the planning is done. We're not planning for the next quarter yet. I can kind of, you know, breathe. But yeah, I'm excited because we may be getting more snow here. So apparently there's another winter storm. I'm sure it's got a name. I don't know what the name is, but I'm sure it must have a name. And I was looking, and starting tomorrow, we're supposed to get a mixture of possibly some freezing rain at the beginning, you know, maybe some sleet, And then eventually it's going to transition over to snow, and we might get another 6 to 8 inches of snow. And as I've told you guys, I get really excited like a little kid when it's going to snow. I do not go out and build snowmen because, you know, I don't want to get cold and wet and dirty and like all of those things. And so, you know, I don't want to build a snowman, but I want to have a cup of hot chocolate. And I want to look out the window and see all the, you know, pretty snow. Now, I would go snow skiing, but, you know, we don't have snow skiing hills here. But if I was in, say, Colorado, where they have mountains and it snowed, I would go snow skiing. So that is a, you know, active thing that I would do if I was in an area where that was a possibility. But that's not a possibility here. So I just, you know, I think there is a place if I drive 3 or 4 hours north. I think there is some, possibly even like a man-made snow ski place. I'm not really sure. In Kansas, I want to say. But I'm not absolutely certain about that. But what I do is look out the window and see all the beautiful snow that's going on in the background. And it makes me feel very relaxed. It looks messy, though, when it's done, when it's melting, and it's all muddy, and, you know, cars have driven back and forth over it. So, but at that, when I don't know if you guys know, I mean, I'm really belaboring this, but I just want to say, have you ever had that experience where you get up in the morning and you expected it to snow, and when you went to bed, there was no snow on the ground, and you wake up in the morning and you look out your window and there's a blanket of pure white fluffy snow all over everything, and it's so relaxing, and like there are no tracks in it, it's just a blanket of snow, that very fresh first. I love that. That's probably my most favorite part, is getting up and seeing that. So we'll see. It's supposed to start tomorrow. And who knows? Who knows if it actually, you know, will happen. So the other thing I'll say is, you know, podcasting, I do a lot of podcasts. And I do this show called But First, with Big Fatty and Sam in the Hinterlands and Moose P and Faye Driver and Archer is on there sometimes, and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And I'm sure I missed somebody, but you know, all of those people. And we had talked about there's a celebrity, it's for Big Brother. Okay. It's a Big Brother recap show. And they had announced that Big Brother was going to be doing a celebrity edition in February. In fact, the first episode, I believe, is airing tomorrow night. And they always pick these celebrities that, like, either nobody knows them or they're so D-list, you know? They're like the cook of a celebrity or something. But we had announced that we were going to do a season of But First for Celebrity Big Brother. And I'm so busy. I do so many podcasts. I have this one. I have Mix Minus. I have Throwing Down. And so that's, you know, every week, that's at least 6 episodes of a podcast that I'm on every single week. Some weeks it's 7 podcast episodes that I'm on. So every week there's, I don't know, 5 days times, I don't know, like an hour of Geeky Gay, plus another hour and a half of Mix Minus, plus some weeks another hour of Throwing Down. So some weeks I'm doing 4 hours of podcast. So anyway, I'm going to run out of time. I got to speed this story up. So I emailed everyone. So I'm like, but you know, I love podcasting, so I want to keep doing as many. But I have to say, I emailed everyone and I thought, you know, it would be great if we didn't really do it, because I have so many podcasts and I'm so busy at work. And so I emailed, and the bottom line is the response was not very good for the host. A lot of them said, oh, I'm going to sit this one out. Fatty's on a cruise right now. He's sitting it out as well. So I made the decision to not do it. So we're going to go back. We're going to do it in the summer, but we're not going to do celebrity. And I was like, whew, another thing off my plate. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. And I love podcasting.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.